Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a world champion pizza maker. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Last year, Ohio pizza entrepreneur Brittany Saxton earned her sixth title at the World Pizza Games. She's headed into competition again this month with hopes that one of her pies takes home the top prize. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker has more.
Brittany Saxton got her start in the restaurant industry as a pizza maker slash dishwasher at a local eatery in Kenton in Northwest Ohio. At 16 years old, she was looking to rake in some extra dough, but soon the job became more than a source of income. Pizza captured her heart.
I slowly started falling in love with the art of tossing and making pizzas, and I wanted out of the dish room. So I strived to become one of the best in the kitchen at the time.
And she got really good.
All right, are you guys ready?
2 years later, she stepped onto an international stage, competing for the first time at the World Pizza Games.
All right, here we go.
The World Pizza Games are one of the biggest pizza events of the year, held in Las Vegas every year in March. And pizzaiolas from all over the world come to Vegas to compete there.
Competitors perform pizza-tossing routines to upbeat music, busting out dance moves while twirling discs of dough on their fingertips. Some people can even do this blindfolded. A row of judges then score them on technique, evaluating elements like dexterity, difficulty, and synchronicity.
We have 8.7, 9.5, 9.
This category of competition is called freestyle acrobatic dough tossing. But there's more. Pizzaiolas also go head-to-head in contests like fastest pizza box folding, largest dough stretch, and Saxton's specialty, fastest dough stretch.
So for that competition, you're taking 5 12-ounce dough balls and slapping them out as fast as you possibly can.
She demonstrates the skill in the kitchen of her restaurant, 600 downtown in Belle Fountain, about an hour northwest of Columbus. She washes her hands and covers her workspace in flour.
So this is just a semolina, which is like a pasta flour and regular flour mixed together.
She pats a ball of dough flat, then swoops, spins, and flips it. The dough stretches into a large round pizza crust in a matter of seconds. The first time she tried doing this at the World Pizza Games, she lost.
That first competition was scary.
But undeterred, she came back again years later, claimed the gold, and has been winning medals ever since. She now has 6 championship titles.
And then I was the second woman ever in the world to own those medals. Pizza has always been a very male-dominant sport, and so women are very much starting to get acknowledged and the accolades they deserve in the industry, but it was not that simple all those years ago.
Now she's turning her focus to a new challenge, baking.
In Vegas again, we have the International Pizza Challenge, which is picking the pizzaiola of the year.
Contestants make traditional, non-traditional pan and cheese pizzas, and judges score them based on criteria like flavor and creativity.
We have award winners on our menu already, but I want to get every one of our specialty pizzas award winners, like our outside-of-the-box crazy ones. I want them all to have an award winner on it, so that's my goal now.
She's bringing a hot honey pizza to the competition later this March.
So that has red sauce, mozzarella cheese, arugula, pepperoni peppers, feta cheese, and natural casing pepperoni with hot honey drizzled on top.
If your mouth is watering, I can vouch. It tastes as good as it sounds. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
For more heartwarming, uplifting, and fun news stories, sign up for The Lift at ohionewsroom.org. You'll get the best and brightest of Ohio news delivered to your inbox every other Friday. Find The Lift at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.